It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. Jean-Louis Duport played the cello. The sweetness and beauty of his tone is said to have surprised Voltaire, who supposedly quipped, "Monsieur Duport, you will make me believe in miracles, for I see that you can turn an ox into a nightingale." We'll hear from cellists Matt Heimovitz, Jennifer Kletzel, and Kate Dillingham, all who could be miracle workers, according to Voltaire, on today's What's New. Alyssa Weilerstein rivals Mstislav Rostropovich for playing and commissioning new music. Her 2014 Decca release, Solo, is a testament to modern works, and I ask her about combining the four works on it and about Amar Amor by Osvaldo Golijov.
This is a piece I've actually been programming in concert for a very long time, and I also, Osvaldo Golijov is a very good friend of mine, and also, we've worked together quite a lot. I mean, I play the Amar Amor for him many times, but he wrote a cello concerto called Azul, which he revised kind of for me and with me. So we know each other quite well. It was important for me to put this on the album. In general, I was looking for pieces that had sort of one thing in common, which is that they all draw upon their local traditions. You know, Kodály going into the woods, collecting these incredible gypsy folk tunes. Osvaldo Golijov, whose parents were Eastern European and Jewish, but born in Argentina, and, you know, writing this long tango, which Amar Amor really is. Gaspar Casado, the Spanish composer, who also wrote this Catalan dance in the second movement, and also has some very very Spanish dances, and Bright Sheng, who wrote these seven little vignettes based on these ancient and more modern Chinese folk tunes. The four pieces kind of have this in common, and they really span the entire 20th century from 1915 to 1995. So you really have the whole thing. You see kind of how things are really flowing and what direction we're going in.
Let's hear Alyssa Weilerstein play Osvaldo Golijov's Amor Amor for solo cello on What's New. Amor Amor by Osvaldo Golijov with cellist Alyssa Weilerstein. It's from her Decca release Solo on What's New. Find out more and hear more of our interview on WBAA.org. Jennifer Higdon is an award-winning composer who's known for her large orchestra works, but I ask her about writing chamber music.
Oddly enough, John, this is kind of strange, but this is actually the predominant side of my composition. Strangely enough, I have actually many more chamber works than I do orchestral. It's just that the orchestral stuff gets much bigger press. It tends to get covered more, but I've always loved writing in the chamber form because there's something about it that's so intimate. You can do a lot with the chamber group because you know that they're actually going to really have time to rehearse it, which you don't always encounter that in a situation where you're with an orchestra. I mean, sometimes you're taking a real chance with orchestras because you don't really know how much time you're going to have. And, you know, for young composers, I think writing for chamber groups is probably the best way to go, because if you master that, it's a little easier to deal with the orchestra, strangely enough. It's just trying to figure out how to get your ideas out on the page and covered by just a few musicians. It's its own sort of challenge.
Here's a work from Jennifer Higdon that was originally for the English horn, but was transcribed for the cello. Kate Dillingham is the soloist with the Moscow Symphony Strings and Alexei Kornikov. It's Jennifer Higdon's Soliloquy. A score from Jennifer Higdon for cello and strings, Soliloquy with Kate Dillingham and musicians from the Moscow Symphony. Find out more about What's New at WBAA.org, including playlists and podcasts. I'm your host, John Clare. Cellist Jennifer Kletzel has championed many composers during her work with the Cyprus String Quartet and as a soloist. This is work written for her by Elena Ruhr called Cloud Atlas. It's based on the novel by David Mitchell. Here, Kletzel represents the character Somni 451 and is joined by B-Mop, conducted by Gil Rose. Gil Rose and the Boston Modern Orchestra Project, BMOP, featured cellist Jennifer Kletzel in Cloud Atlas by Elena Ruhr. There's more about this show online at WBAA.org. What's New continues with composer Paul Moravec.
The hardest thing of writing a piece is beginning it, and in the early stages of it, that's really the hardest part, because you have to generate all the material, you have to work out the preliminary problems, and that's always the most difficult part. But then it becomes a joy to compose once you're about halfway through what is going to be the eventual length of the piece, because then as the composition takes form, it starts to take on a personality of its own and starts to tell you what it wants to be. And so then, in that case, the composer is in the position of listening to the piece as it's directing how it wants to end up. That's a great pleasure. That's a lot of fun, and it's a lot easier than the preliminary stages.
Paul Moravec speaking about composition. This is Moravec's 2008 work, Mark Twain Says. Matt Heimovitz is the cellist and narrator.
Mark Twain says, "What is the most rigorous law of our being?"
Matt Heimovitz playing cello and reciting lines in Paul Moravec's Mark Twain Says. It's a work from 2008. Check out our playlist and podcasts of What's New online at WBAA.org. It's What's New from WBAA Classical. I'm John Clare. We're highlighting the cello today, and back in 2007, I spoke with composer Stephen Stuckey about his Dialogi for solo cello before the world premiere.
Yeah, you know, Eleanor and I have been friends for a couple of years, and really good friends in the way that we share so many common interests about music and other parts of life, food, wine, art, you know, favorite painters. Many of them are the same people, and we read the same books sometimes and discuss them. That kind of friendship that is really as much intellectual as personal. And I decided, as I have done sometimes with other friends, to make a little gift to her. And the only thing I have to give people is, you know, music. I wrote a piece for her that she wasn't aware I was doing and then sent it in as a surprise. It's the kind of gift which is a kind of two-edged sword, because when it arrived, it meant that she had to go to the woodshed and practice for a few weeks or months, you know, to get herself around this piece. But she's done that very cheerfully, and she plays it really beautifully. I'm looking forward to seeing her play it for an audience. I've heard her in private, but tonight will be the first time that we do it with people watching, you know, and listening. And I want to see how this, I'm curious to see how this goes over.
Let's hear Stephen Stuckey's Dialogues, A Study on a Name, with cellist Carolyn Stinson on What's New. Carolyn Stinson, the solo cellist in Dialogi by Stephen Stuckey on What's New. You can hear more interviews and podcasts online at WBAA.org. Composer Ellen Tafe-Zwillich wrote an entire symphony inspired by the cello, and I asked her about it.
I had a commission from the San Francisco Symphony, and I went to hear the orchestra, went out there, and I had another kind of thing going on there, and I went over to hear the orchestra, and I thought, wow, you know, That's a wonderful cello section. And it occurred to me that I had had that experience with several orchestras, that it seemed like the cellos had really kind of come into their own. And I thought about the kind of position in the orchestra that the cello kind of has. When I think of the cello, I think of an animal that's got the whole human vocal range in it and is especially effective in what you might call its mezzo-soprano range. Anything but, you know, like the bass line in an orchestral choir. So I just wanted to sort of liberate the cellos. Once I kind of started toying with the idea, I thought, oh, why not go all the way, you know, and let them really wail and give them a big unison cadenza. I intended to write a piece where the solo bow would be taken by the whole cello section.
Ellen Tafes-Willich speaking about her Symphony No. 2, the Cello Symphony. Let's hear it with the Louisville Orchestra, conducted by Lawrence Leighton Smith, on What's New. The Cello Symphony, the Symphony No. 2 by Ellen Tafes-Willich. Lawrence Smith led the Louisville Orchestra. I'm your host, John Clare. You can find out more, including playlists and podcasts, at WBAA.org. We'll end with cellist Alyssa Weilerstein, who had a chance to meet and play for Elliot Carter.
I did. Oh, he was, what a character he was also. I met with him in July 2012, and I made the recording in September 2012. And, I mean, of course, he was ancient. He was about 104 years old, but he was in great shape, so we all thought he would live forever, and unfortunately he died. He heard the recording, and he wrote a very nice letter afterwards, but then soon afterwards he passed away. I had such a wonderful time playing for him. The best part of it, really, I mean, I kind of interviewed him a little bit, so I asked him, you know, sort of the circumstances of the piece and everything, and then I played for him, and he said, well, you can play for me, but the piece is out of my mind. I won't say anything. I'll just listen. I don't see very well. I don't hear very well anyway. I said, okay. So I sat very close to him, and he had this gigantic magnifying glass, and he was looking at a score like, you know, it was about 2 inches in front of his face. And so I played. And then he lasted about 7 seconds. He said, no, hold on. And then he asked me to change something. And and I said, okay. And there was a film crew around, you know, they were filming the interview, and they were all kind of cracking up because he had just said that he wasn't going to say anything. And so I played it again, and he was happy with it. And then the next phrase, no, hold on, to change this. And we worked together maybe about 15 minutes. Then he said, okay, well, thank you for playing for me, and I'm very happy, and now it's time for it's time to have supper. Okay, great. It was really wonderful. I enjoyed it very much.
Alyssa Weilerstein talking about the late Elliot Carter. Here's her recording of Carter's cello concerto with the Berlin State Orchestra and Daniel Barenboim on What's New. The Cello Concerto by Elliot Carter, played by the Berlin State Orchestra, led by Daniel Barenboim, and featuring Alyssa Weilerstein as the soloist. Hear our interview with Alyssa and more at WBAA.org. What's New is a production of WBAA Classical, a listener-supported broadcast service of Purdue University. Production assistance from Erica Yon and Kevin Howard. The content director and executive producer is Greg Kostraba. I'm your host and producer, John Clare. Thanks for listening to What's New.